Hello, hello, it's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel once again. Anyway, so in this video, I'm going to be talking about the United States Defense Department's documents on the Ukraine war that were leaked just a few days ago. And these documents are, well, mostly around 6 weeks old. So it's a major data breach. But the question is, are these authentic or are they forgeries? There hasn't been emphatic denial from the United States, or indeed from most of the other countries concerned, because, you know, it's about what Israel's doing, what the Egyptians are saying, what the South Koreans believe about it, weaponry that Western European countries are shipping, what the Ukrainians are saying in response, what's going on inside Russia, and even all the concerned parties. There's no outright denial, so far as I know. They've quibbled, and they've said, well, some of the details are falsified. They haven't said which they are lies. So overall, I think it's not a hoax. I suspect some of it's doctored. Some of the data appears to be inflated or deflated. But the majority of it appears to be authentic. And obviously, I'm far from experts in such matters, but that's what the punditry is saying. So what's in it? Well, the content consists of lots of charts and graphs, also about the countries which are supplying the Russian Federation, such as the People's Democratic Republic of Korea, commonly called North Korea, the People's Republic of China, the Islamic Republic of Iran, and so on. So it's thought to be over 100 pages worth of documents. Sometimes they're photos of documents. There are various confidential briefings from within the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the US military, within the Pentagon, and so on. They're documents that appear to have originated from the National Security Agency in the United States, the Bureau of Intelligence and Research at the State Department, and the Central Intelligence Agency. So there's a daily intelligence update which is fed to the president from the CIA. So the US has got several overlapping intelligence agencies, so it's quite confusing. So whoever uploaded them to the internet and they're on some sort of gamers platform has taken the trouble to try and hide the IP address and timestamps and so on to try and blur identity and achieve some sort of anonymity. But no doubt the USA will try and hunt this person down because look at WikiLeaks. They did everything they could. They eventually got Julian Assange. They got Bradley Manning and so on. So I think the person who did this probably will be caught. Remember, this is during a hot war, which is sometimes threatened to become a third world war. What should have restricted how far this went was the Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility, SCIF, to stop electronic devices being connected to the internet and so on. So who done it? Well, that's difficult because several hundred people, maybe several thousand people, would have had access to this document. And Admiral John Kirby, who's President Biden's spokesman, has said, well, we're having to look at the circulation of these things. Maybe these highly sensitive documents shouldn't be shared by 70 people. It only takes one who, either through inadvertence or else malice, leaks it, and then it's all over the world in a matter of minutes. But the trouble is, if they're too restrictive, then people do not get information that they need to get, or else if there's too much humming and hawing about the judgment of should this be released to this person or not, then it gets to the person too late. And obviously these things are time critical. It's got to be actionable intelligence to take action, or indeed inaction, choosing not to go ahead with something on the basis of whatever information. So it looked at February 2023 about Russian attempts to encircle Bakhmut, which obviously failed. And it tells you what was supposedly was the dialogue within the Ukrainian armed forces about their response and where they felt they were running short of munitions and other areas. There's also an intelligence assessment dated 20th of February this year when they were almost cut off, and said how, despite all this tough talk, morale amongst the Ukrainian troops was critically low. And the head of the Ukrainian intelligence agency, military intelligence, said that Ukraine was in a disastrous position there, and thought they were going to have to use special forces to get that, to keep that single supply line open. Anyway, the situation was not as bad as they thought, and actually the special forces did save the day. So some of these outstanding troops obviously were killed or wounded, but it actually held them Bakhmut. Was that worth it in the long run? Because, I mean, I assumed that Bakhmut was going to fall by the end of February, and actually I wasn't far wrong. Here we are, April, they still got it, but it was a close call. It was almost cut off. The Russians may yet get it, but you can see why they thought, well, they'll get it back then. And then when that failed, that's when Yevgeny Prigozhin said, we won't take it till April. Remember, the Russian general in charge of the whole Ukrainian offensive, he guaranteed not just to take Bakhmut, but the whole of Donetsk district by the end of March. So here we are 11 days later. He hasn't even taken Bakhmut yet, let alone about half of Donetsk district. So it appears that the Russians have been penetrated in all levels, you know, the FSB, the SVR, the GRU, as well as the sort of mainstream Russian army, and so on, the foreign ministry. And unless these are forgeries, but they could have been by signals intelligence. It's not necessarily they've got moles inside them. But it has Russia discussing ways to try and destroy NATO tanks before they actually reach the Ukrainian front line. The US found out that the Russians wanted to blow up a hangar in Odessa, Ukraine, where the Ukrainians were storing their drones. So there's a lot of detail here about aircraft encounters when there was nearly a plane was nearly shot down, and so on. So which weapons they're using and how the Ukrainian air defense has been stretched to the limit is mostly S-300 and Buk missile systems, which are Soviet ones and probably due to run out next month. And so the Russian drone offensive against the Ukrainians this winter, it almost succeeded. So the Ukrainians, they had trouble defending their troops and their civilian population centers and their energy infrastructure. I suppose they just about did it. So almost it was actually Ukrainian victory, but then just not being supplied with enough air defense missiles fast enough, and they need more. So it supposedly uncovered Glavnaya Razvedka Upravlenia, that's a Russian military intelligence plan, to use psychological operations abroad, particularly in the global south, and to turn a public opinion against the United States and therefore Ukraine, what Wagner Group is going to do. And Wagner Group supposedly meeting representatives of the Turkish Republic and so on. Wagner Group has got some weapons in Mali. They don't need them in that African country. It doesn't really matter. Want to withdraw those for use in Ukraine. And what the Chinese are supposedly doing, what they're willing to supply. And allegedly, President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the president of Egypt, him willing to produce 40,000 rockets and sell them to the Russians, but saying this has got to be really hush-hush because of American pushback, get $1.3 billion in aid from the United States. That will all be cut off if this comes out. Whether this went ahead, we don't know. And supposedly it's repaying Russia for another favor. It might be the increased Russian grain shipments. Maybe they've not paid a market price for all that. And so on, telling how much the US being able to spy in Iran, how South Korea is very chary about providing shells to Ukraine because that might be provocative towards Russia. Could they simply backfill what the US has handed on to Ukraine, that Israel relations are so strained between them and that the Israelis are alarmed by Russia's increasingly amicable relationship with Iran, that the Israelis might actually openly support Ukraine over this, but that's not actually happened. But there have been a number of prime ministers have changed, so it's difficult to see what's happening and what's going on in Turkey and various other countries, even Haiti. So the Department of Defense, they're obviously going to try and find out what's happening here. They're not as alarmed as you might think. There is obviously the possibility, did the US government want this to come out? Because it looks quite good for them. Their estimate that by early 2023, Russia had sustained something like 230,000 casualties, the Ukrainians something like 130,000 casualties, roughly 20% of those Ukrainians killed, about 25% of those Russians killed. The percentage of Russians are killed is partly because the Wagner fighters are often not provided medical care, they're just left to die. That's it. But both sides have said, oh, well, this bit's false, but both sides can actually take comfort from what's going to be said. I mean, I reckon, you don't do this just by accident, leaking this. It is from multiple different USA agencies. But if you were Russia and you got all this, you probably wouldn't want to leak it because you don't want your spies to be unmasked and cut off your source of information. Why is it published? Why is it not just given to whichever country's the paymaster of the spy? Presumably, it's thinking it's going to somehow rock public opinion to push it this way or that may make one side of the more pessimistic or optimistic or so on. I mean, although none of it's not fantastic for the Ukrainian side, nor is it the fantastic for the Russian side. I was going to say, it's obviously embarrassing for the US that this would be breached at all. Moreover, their communications internally been breached, and with friendly countries saying rather unflattering things about supposedly friendly governments. So I think it's overall it's someone who's more hostile to Ukraine who leaked this, which is why they tried to falsify the Ukrainian casualty estimate and the Russian casualty estimate to make it look worse for Ukraine than the US really believes, and better for Russia than the US actually is believed. Right. And so thank you very much for watching my video about this. Toodaloo.